Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude final thoughts on the message I've been sharing, Wilt Thou Be Made Whole? And that, of course, references the story that is recorded in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 6, Jesus saw a man there who had an infirmity 38 years. And verse 6 says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool, but when I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Beloved, the Lord is searching the hearts of man. He is, it says, the eyes of the Lord rove to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. And we know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to be a child of God. But the wonderful part about it is the faith we had to believe God to the point of accepting his invitation to accept Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God, who was crucified on that cruel cross and rose from the dead. We had to have faith that was inspired and given to us by the Father. No man comes to Jesus, except the Father draw him. And so the Lord himself put that measure of faith in our heart. And so, beloved, I don't ever want you feeling condemned or concerned that, oh, I don't have the faith for that. Beloved, whatever you're facing, God would be unkind, he would be unjust if he did not give you the faith that you needed to go through the situation you might be facing even right now. Do you hear what I'm saying? Because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. Author, of course, we understand that he gave us the faith to be able to come to him, but he's the finisher or the perfecter. And so he that began that good work in you is faithful to complete it. And I believe that is so true in the realm of our faith. Beloved, everything in this world system is causing us to doubt God, to doubt the veracity of his word. And as times grow darker, there will be lying signs and wonders, the scripture tells us. Already we can see for years now there's been a moving toward the supernatural in the mainstream Hollywood, the media and the entertainment. I'm not even aware of stuff, but video games and things like that. Years ago, you would never really have things about the supernatural, but now in increasing measure. Why? Because, beloved, people are hungry. They know there's something more than this present life. And, beloved, while Satan is doing all he can to make the realm of the occult attractive, the new age and all the black arts, if you will, worship of Satan, that is increasing, if you can believe it. People are hungry for power. And beloved, since we have a knowledge of the truth, we are under a great privilege and great responsibility to show that we indeed have the power of the Lord resident in us. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. God looks on the heart of man, and only the pure in heart, Jesus said, will see God. And because of this, there's a great separation taking place all over the world today. In 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, verse 7, this is the prophet Samuel speaking when Jesse had called all of his sons together. And verse 7 says, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh upon the heart." And of course, that was the oldest son, Eliab. When he came by, Samuel thought to himself, prophet that he was, he said, "Oh, surely the Lord's anointed is before him." But that was not the case. That was the Lord's response. God is looking at the heart, beloved. And the church world has substituted symbolism for the reality of God. And why? Because the carnal man cannot comprehend the living reality of God. The carnal man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, hear what the word says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Beloved, we have such opportunities in this time in which we are living. To be carnally minded is death. To be fleshly is to be separated from the fullness of Christ. And what happens then? Ministers in pulpits have watered down the Word of God, and they and their congregations have slipped into an ever-increasing dependence toward ritualism, regimentation, pomp, and ceremony. Unregenerate man feels that the more symbolism is involved, the greater the worship. But Jesus said in John, the 4th chapter, 22-24, "Ye worship," this is, remember, he was speaking to the Samaritan woman at the well. He said, "Ye worship ye know not what. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." He said, in spirit and in truth, the true worshipers will be able to do that. And of course, the Spirit is referencing the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and truth is the living truth, the Word of God, Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are in an hour, every one of us. Jesus is asking this question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" There was a certain way that it was done at that time. Thank God, healings did occur. When the waters were troubled, the angel came down. Those who got into the water first were healed, but you had to be fast. This poor guy had been there, I don't know how long. He'd been sick 38 years. He didn't make it. But thank God, we don't have to follow the traditions, the way things are done, if you will. But now that Jesus has paid the ultimate price, he's atoned for us, he's redeemed us, we can directly act on the words of Jesus, just as that impotent man did. He could have made excuses. He could say, "Well, I can't do that. I can't get up. Can't you see? I'm paralyzed. I'm sick." But he heard the word of the Lord. And beloved, I challenge you today that God wants to stir our faith. He does not want us to have the spirit of compromise, which so many in the world have done, even whole churches, seeker-friendly churches. Well, we want to present a message that's not going to offend the sinner. We want to be inclusive. We want to be welcoming. We want everybody to know they are welcome just the way they are. Well, now that's true. Jesus wants everyone to come just as we are. But you know what, beloved? He doesn't leave them that way. I've heard of places where churches, they had people that were in alternate lifestyles, if you will, and they weren't addressed. I mean, it's one thing to come in and to hear the word of God, but they let them stay in that condition. They didn't challenge them. Well, you know, they're coming to church. Praise God. Well, beloved, we're serving a holy God, and we need to, because He is holy, we need to be holy. And how are we holy? We are set apart to God. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And so, beloved, will you be made whole? Will you be delivered? Will you be set free from whatever oppression, whatever bondage the enemy has upon you? Well, if you would, let's agree together. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, we hear the word of the Lord. We hear the anointing of God upon these words of Jesus, asking us, will we believe him? Will we be made whole? And yes, Father, we say yes. We say yes to deliverance. We say yes to healing. We say yes to being set free from the snare of the fowler, from the evil work of the enemy that would oppress and depress. Father, we say yes. And Father, now in the name of Jesus, Lord, whatever that need is, I release the anointing of God to set your people free. The Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to open the prison to them that are bound. And if you would be set free, hear the word of the Lord, beloved, and come forth. For the Spirit of God would say unto you, my beloved, I am anointing your eyes with eye salve. I am touching your ears that you will hear the Spirit of the living God speaking to you, that what you have known and walked in days past is but a shadow of what I have yet for you. If you will walk forth in faith, if you will stand on my word, if you will believe and be bold in confession and bold in action, you will see the Lord stand upon your word, stand upon your actions. You will see a demonstration of my power, because if you have chosen to believe me, then I will confirm the very word you speak with signs and wonders following, says the Lord. Praise God. Father, I thank you. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for stirring the faith of your people this day, that we will refuse to accept defeat. We will refuse to accept failure. And we, Lord, look with eyes lifted up to the hills from whence cometh our salvation, knowing, Lord, you're leading us to higher ground. Praise God, praise God. Well, it's been a joy and a privilege to minister to you. I invite you to tune in next time as we see what the Lord would have for us. But in the closing moments of this broadcast, I invite you to write. I invite you to share your prayer burdens. One of the joys of my life, aside from making broadcasts, is answering the mail. The hours that I spend behind that computer, I love it. I pray individually for every letter, whether or not an offering is sent. That has nothing to do with the commitment, the dedication that I have before the Lord. So I invite you to write. The counselor will give our contact information. Till next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,